Hello, you're listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized, and I am your host, Janet M. Taylor, and I want to say hello if you are a regular listener, and welcome if you're listening for the very first time. I hope you're having a great start to your week. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about how to end the year with an organized office. And of course, I'll be sharing my product suggestion, amp suggestion, repurpose suggestion, as well as my book suggestion and product suggestion for the week. And my question for the week to you is, do you clear your desk off at the end of your work week? So at the end of your work week, do you just run out the door? And even if your office is in your home, do you just like close the door, or do you kind of do a clean up organization before you leave? I would love to know. So please feel free to post it on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter. And some fun facts you should know is the average American wastes 55 minutes a day, roughly 12 days a year, looking for things they own but can't find. That's via Newsweek. The average office employee spends 1.5 hours a day, that's 6 weeks per year, looking for things, according to organizedworld.com. The typical executive wastes 150 hours a year, almost an entire month, searching for lost information for someone earning $50,000 a year. That is equivalent to $3,842 annually. And this is from Forbes ASAP. And lastly, Americans waste more than 9 million hours each day looking for lost and misplaced articles. And that's from the American Demographic Society. So shortly, I, better known to some people as Organizer Janet, is going to be sharing some strategies and techniques for you to get your office organized not only this year, but to take those habits into the new year. So let's get started on the organized office, and I'm going to be answering some of your most asked questions. So the first question is, where do you start? And the answer to that is you start on the area in regards to your office furthest away from you, because that information most likely has not been touched in a long while. It could be a bookcase, it could be a credenza, it could be a corner, it could be a box. But whenever I'm working with clients, I always start on that area that's furthest away, organize that, figure out how we can get rid of things, how we can either shred things, archive things, or even if it's something in there, it needs to be scanned. So in regards to where to start, you start on the area furthest away from you. So sit at your desk and look at the office and figure out which area is cluttered and which area is furthest away from you. That's how you start. Number two is you want to next, once you figure out those areas that's furthest away from you, you next want to make sure you tackle those areas, those closets, those drawers, because that usually holds either your files or, in some cases, it could be your supplies. And when it comes to your supplies, really begin to go through and look at what you have. Organize it in a way so that you can find things the first time you look, so that you're not wasting any time or any money buying something that you already have. For example, ink cartridges. You may have to print out an important report. You can't find it. Deadline's approaching. So you run, jump in your car, you go to your nearest office supply store, and you just buy it because you can't find it. But think about the time and the money, because of gas, you will save when you have things like that organized. And in regards to the drawer, the desk drawer, just making sure that that doesn't become a place where you dump things when you're trying to clear off the top of your desk, so that you have things that you need, your pens, your pencils, any other supplies, and you don't have any unnecessary clutter. So the first place is the furthest place away from you. The second place you want to tackle are those closets and those drawers. And then the third place you want to tackle is, of course, You know, 80% of the stuff we keep, we never reference again. So the next thing you want to do is that drawer. Because a lot of times piles are developed when we delay in making a decision, but also they develop because we don't have any place to put things. And a lot of times the filing cabinet, filing drawer becomes the archive where everything gets put in because there's no place else to put it, where the important stuff has no place to go. So yearly, at least once a year, go through those files, get rid of stuff you no longer need to make room for the important stuff. Because things that you can use in the next 6 months, maybe a year, should be close to you, whereas other things can be archived. And get creative. Get creative when organizing your office. You've heard me more than once say how I use toothbrush holders for my pencil cups because I don't have drawers. I use spice jars for my paper clips. There are so many things we have in our homes and our lives that may be just sitting somewhere in an attic, in a garage, in a basement, where we can actually use that in order to help us be more organized in our office. And my last tip is always, always, always try to end your workday, whether you work outside the home or in the home, with a clear desk, which means put the pens and the pencils away. Gather up your project information, whether you're working on a physical paperwork related project. Gather all that information up. Put it in either you want to put it in a tray, put it in a file folder so that it's all organized. Because when you come into a clear workspace, you can focus on what you need to do, not all the other little things that are taking up your mental energy, so that you can really focus on the task at hand for that day. And the same with projects. You want to kind of corral them together too, so you can have that clear workspace. Because that way, when you jumpstart your next workday and your next work week, you will be able to focus, you will be more organized and more on target. So just to recap, you want to start on an area furthest away from you. You want to definitely tackle, whether it's a bookcase, whether it's a credenza, whether it's a tote, whether it's a box. You want to tackle those closets and those drawers where you keep your supplies, where you keep your information. You also want to tackle those drawers close to you, because a lot of times that has stuff that can be archived someplace else, or you can get rid of it. And you definitely want to start your work day and your work week with a clutter-free desk. So, of course, you can always get more information and more tips and more strategies by just going to janetmtaylor.com. Okay, listeners, which strategy are you going to implement? Or what strategy have you implemented? Or what strategy do you use in order to keep your office organized and clutter-free? I would love to hear from you. You can post on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, but you can also leave me a message here on this podcast page. So I look forward to hearing from you. So next, I'm going to be sharing some strategies in my Taylor's Tip Time for organizing the office. Number one, discard dated information, discard business cards and promotional materials with incorrect information. You can get rid of that stuff. You don't need it cluttering up your space. Contact your tax professional and ask them how long you need to keep tax-related paperwork. That's number two. I did that last year, and I was able to get rid of years worth of paperwork. Oh, it was just so freeing to be able to get rid of an entire container worth of stuff. Number three, unsubscribe from publications you don't have time to read. I'm going to repeat that. Unsubscribe to publications you just don't have time to read. Number four, you need to get rid of the ink cartridges and the electronics out of your space and recycle them. Take them to the recycling facility or the office supply store. And of course, number five is clear your desk at the end of the day. So I'm going to repeat. Number one, discard anything that has incorrect or dated information in regards to your business cards, promotional material. Number two, contact your tax professional so you'll know when to get rid of stuff. Number three, unsubscribe to publications you don't have time to read. Number four, recycle those ink cartridges and those electronics. And number five, make sure you clear your desk off at the end of the day. Well, maybe you're at a place where you are looking to not only organize your home, but also organize your life. And I invite you to join me in my Facebook group. It's a great group of women. I do live sessions, but not only live sessions, I do live one-on-one strategy sessions with any member who asks. So for an investment of $1 the first month, and then $7 after that, you get access to me. I post informative tips and resources. I, again, answer their questions, and I do live strategy sessions, so which means that you have to be willing to let people, other members, see your home, your space, and how you are on your journey to live in an organized life. So go check it out. Go to my website at janetmtaylor.com. Click on the link to get my life totally organized, to read the benefits and the investment, and to sign up today. But maybe you're at a place where, you know, Janet, I need some one-on-one from you. So whether it's your home or whether it's your office, you know, check out my virtual sessions, because no matter where you are in the globe, I can help you on your journey. All I have to do is see your space, whether it's via a photo or via a video. Once I see the space, then I can develop a strategy for you, and then I help you, where I basically am your partner on this journey to tackle that clutter and get organized. I will give you a step-by-step strategy and doing it, because I know a lot of you out there are great DIYers. A lot of you out there have accomplished so much, and all you need is just a few strategies. So go to my website, sign up for a 15-minute session where we can talk about how I can help you on your journey to living that organized life. Well, of course, I want to thank you for following me via social media, for your likes, for your retweets, for your comments. Check out my Pinterest board on office organizing tips. It'll help you organize your office, whether you work outside the home or down the hall, so from your bedroom. So check out those tips as well. And also, I have some paper management tips out there for you as well. Well, today is Monday. And tomorrow is Toss It Tuesday, so begin shredding documents no longer needed so you won't have to start a new year with old piles, because this is the end of the year. So we want to start the new year off with a clean slate, so tackle those piles. Look for some end of the year shredding events in your area. So now on to my app suggestion. My app suggestion is Zoom virtual meetings. It is a great way for you to communicate with people globally. You can use it on your phone. I've used it on my phone to attend meetings. I've used it on my laptop to attend meetings. So it's a great way and a great app in order, especially if you're in business, to do business virtually. Also, in regards to organizing your office, check out my office products on my Amazon shop that will help you organize your paperwork, different ways. There's a cute little wicker basket that's in the shape of a filing box where you can, it fits in nicely with your decor, but you keep your files in it. And of course, they've got fireproof stuff, waterproof stuff, so much more. So please check it out. And also check out my Pinterest board and my repurpose page, where you can find different things within your home to repurpose them in your office if you want to stick to a budget because you're trying to save money for that all-expense-paid vacation. And then my book selection for this month is, for this week, I should say, is Smart Office Organizing, Simple Strategies for Bringing Order to Your Workplace. Again, Smart Office Organizing, Simple Strategies for Bringing Order to Your Workspace. The quote for this week is, "For every minute spent organizing, an hour is earned." That is Benjamin Franklin. For every minute organizing, an hour is earned. Well, I want to thank you for listening, and be sure to share this podcast with your family, your friends, and of course on your social media network. And please visit my website at janetmtaylor.com. This is an abbreviated end of the year version of Got Clutter, Get Organized. So until next time, you have a clutter-free day, you have an organized week, but you and your family have a very Merry Christmas.
Organization is the quintessential element to a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to solve your organizing dilemma. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are tuned in to Got Clutter, Get Organized.